For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. Not a sport you'd usually associate with Japan. Golf had its true boom during the 1980s. However, the leisurely sport is seeing a recent decline in interest. So what do you do with the land of many massive golf courses, long abandoned after golfers are no longer in play? Japanese electronics manufacturer Kyocera have a hole-in-one plan to turn these large expanses of open land into solar energy power sources. Nuclear energy has fallen out of favor with the population since the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Turning to solar may give the country an alternative, renewable, and environmentally friendly source of energy. A new Android hack can take over your phone without any interaction from you, and the vast majority of Android devices are vulnerable. Researchers at Zimperium Mobile Labs, where it was discovered by the Vice President of Platform Research and Exploitation, Joshua Drake. He claims that up to 95% of Android devices are vulnerable. To initiate the attack, the hacker sends a maliciously modified video message. They'd have near full access to your device, its storage, its camera, and microphone. It's said that the device may start processing the message without the user opening the message manually. They think the bug was introduced in Android 2.2, but Zimperium has tested it on builds as recent as the latest release, Android 5.1 Lollipop. Devices running a build older than Jelly Bean 4.1 are said to be most vulnerable. However, Google only recently released a fix that can remove and prevent the bug with an over-the-air update. The bad news is it's up to device manufacturers to send out the patch, and that can take a while. If you've got an older phone that hasn't been updated in ages, as in the case of nearly 11% of active Android phones, it's feasible that it won't get a patch at all. At this point, it's not clear if there's anything Android users can do to protect themselves from this exploit.
Our major cities have become war zones, ravaged by food riots, arson, and terrorism. Our rates of unemployment and homelessness have never been worse in this, the second Great Depression.
You just heard a clip from the action suspense movie thriller, Alongside Night. The movie stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of the hit movie, God's Not Dead. Freedom's not dead either. In a collapsing near future America, brilliant high school senior Elliot Vreeland searches for his famous missing father and family, putting him between an out-of-control federal government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. Dr. Ron Paul recommends this movie, saying, I believe Alongside Night will advance the cause of liberty. Be among the first to order the Alongside Night Deluxe 3-Disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack, stuffed with hours of extra features. To order this eye-opening movie thriller for only $16.95, including shipping and handling, call 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today. Once again, 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today.
Is the Jade Helm 15 exercise involving hundreds of U.S. Special Operations troops that began this month in the Southeast really an exercise involving the use of artificial intelligence? Analysts say it's possible, and that they believe JADE is an acronym for a Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. DARPA developed artificial intelligence quantum computing technology that is capable of producing holographic battlefield simulations. The technology, they say, is heading up the drill in order to master the human domain and learn to predict human responses. A YouTube user by the handle of Level 9 News has posted a 38-minute YouTube video explaining why she believes that Jade Helm is an Alcentric exercise. Under the headline Rise of the Machines, she wrote that Jade Helm is simply an artificial intelligence quantum computing technology that can produce the holographic battlefield simulations and, in addition, has the ability to use vast amounts of data being collected on the human domain to generate human terrain systems in geographic population-centric locations. All of this used as a means for identifying and eliminating targets, insurgents, rebels, or whatever labels that can be flagged as targets in a global information grid for network-centric warfare environments. In a possibly related story, Windows 10 to be released this month will be equipped with a virtual assistant called Cortana. This virtual assistant will automatically display the kind of thing you like, based upon your interest. This means that the virtual assistant will be analyzing your behavior. Second and most importantly is the fact that this virtual assistant does not limit itself in replying to simple questions, but can interact with you and even send an email.
She's incredibly smart because her intelligence is based in the cloud, and she's scouring the internet, learning about everything.
To listen to the complete and detailed report, visit darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.